The elections are a contest between the ruling Fatah Party of Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas and the Islamic militant organization Hamas, which is running under the party name of Reform and Change. Polls show the ruling Fatah Party with a slight lead over Hamas, which has sworn to destroy Israel. More than 1 million Palestinians are eligible to vote, including residents of East Jerusalem, where this woman voted early Wednesday at a post office across from Jerusalem's Old City.
I think you have many think and many hope for Palestinians because this is the next time, and this time is very special because you have many voices, Hamas and Jabhat Shaabiyya and Fatah, and all of them is making like a group to go to the Palestine and to freedom.
Each voter can cast two ballots. Half of the seats in the Palestinian Legislative Council will be decided by votes for national party lists, and the other half by voting in 16 local district elections. Each of the parties competing has to get at least 2% of the vote to gain a seat in the legislature, and 6 of the 11 parties contesting are expected to do so. More than 300 international observers are in place to monitor the vote and post-election developments. Observer Trini Mock from Denmark says voting in the East Jerusalem post office she was monitoring was orderly, but voters did not have much privacy to cast their ballots.
I think the fact that the post office only recently knew that it was going to be a polling station makes the procedures, you can't stick to the procedures the same way. I think the only thing that could be a bit worrying is that people have to vote in public. There are no small rooms where they can go with their voting lists. They have to do it in front of everyone.
Palestinians will have until early evening to cast their ballots at more than 1,000 polling stations. 728 candidates are competing in districts and on party lists. Early results could be made public by late Wednesday night. Jim Teeple, VOA News, Jerusalem.